If a person does chalitza to zivama, and then he finds out that she was pregnant and she gives birth, so when the baby is alive and healthy baby and is going to last and make it, he's allowed to then afterwards marry her relatives and she's allowed to marry his relatives. Why? Because in this case, what he did with the chalitza really was nothing, because she, Lamaisa, had a baby from her husband that just died, this guy's brother. And if that's the case, there was never a mitzvah yibum and never a mitzvah chalitza. So whatever he just did with the whole chalitza process was worthless and nothing, and therefore nothing ever happened between them, and he can marry her relatives. However, if the chalitza was valid, let's say she didn't have a baby, then the reason that he cannot marry her relatives and vice versa is because one is not allowed to marry the relatives of his divorced wife. So the Rabbanan, or Gozer, the Chalitza, is treated like divorce, and therefore, if there was real Chalitza done, then he'd be Aser and she would be Aser to his relatives. But since nothing really happened here, because they found out that there was a baby, therefore it's fine. V'lo pasla min kahuna, and also she doesn't become pasla for kahuna. Nothing happened, she's not like a grusha. There was no Chalitza done at all. But what happens if the babies are stillborn? It didn't last. In this case, he's also to her krovim, she's also to his krovim, and also she becomes pasul to kuhuna. Because over here, since it wasn't considered a baby, her first husband's baby, because it was a nafel, it was a stillborn, therefore, there really was a zik of yibum here. He had to do Yibum or Chalitza, and in that case, he becomes Aser to the relatives. Now, what's interesting is that the Tiferes Tzohar points out that he has to now do Chalitza again, because when he did Chalitza the first time, she was pregnant, she was Muberes, so that really doesn't work. That's why he has to go back and do Chalitza again. And it also seems to be a little unclear in Tosfos if this is just a Chumrah, the fact he has to go do it again, is that a Chumrah, or was that first Chalitza that he did while she was pregnant within the first 3 months, where he didn't know, worthless, and now he's got to do it again, because the first time that he did it was actually worthless. And he really has to do chalitza again. Me'ikar ad-din. And by the way, the case in the Mishnah is where the guy didn't know, Taisi Santov points out. That's why the Lashon is, Hachos livimta v'nimtseis mu'baris, and he finds out she's mu'baris. Not that he knew beforehand, because we're not dealing with Rishon, like Taisi Santov points out. But regardless, like we said, the Tiferes Tzohar says that one should still do chalitza again.